Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to welcome all of you back to Ohio Exopolitics. I'm your host, Mark Snyder, and we're going to give another short 15-minute or 20-minute show on the fires, a quick update on the campfire, the so-called campfire. President Trump has traveled to California to see a couple of the very large fires in the state. He landed at Beale Air Force Base and then took a helicopter to what's called Chico, California, and he met with the Governor Jerry Brown and Governor-elect Gavin Newsom. Right now in the campfire, the so-called campfire, it has burned about 150,000 acres. My data says that about, 11,862 structures have been destroyed, including 9,700 single-family homes. Let's listen to our first clip where President Trump is going to say a few words.
Chico, California, where President Trump is visiting the incident command post for the deadly campfire. At least 71 people have been killed by that wildfire. 1,000 people still unaccounted for. This is Jerry Brown. Oh, this is the president. Let's listen in.
Heavily. There's a big area of very intense flame right now that's next to a very explosive area, wouldn't you say? I mean, it's a very big problem out there going, and they're fighting like hell. We've never seen anything like this in California. We've never seen anything like this here. It's like total devastation. But again, I want to thank everybody. And Brock is going to give you a little presentation as to where we're going, what we're doing, and how we're doing it. But again, the men and women that are fighting this fire are incredible. You know that more than 70 people are lost, are gone. We're looking for hundreds of people right now. There are literally hundreds that they're looking for. And hopefully that's going to be a good conclusion instead of a bad conclusion. Maybe they left and maybe they're with their loved ones somewhere else, so we just don't know about it. But they're looking for hundreds of people. And we'll know the answer to that over the next 48 hours, I think, for the most part. Brock, perhaps you could give a little bit of a presentation as to how we're going to stop the rest of this monster.
Yes, sir. So, Mr. President, as we've discussed, this is probably the worst disaster that I've seen in my career. And it's going to take a partnership at all levels of government, not only helping the governor achieve his response and recovery goals, but also it's the time for neighbor helping neighbor. That's what's most important. FEMA is on the ground. I've been here since Tuesday, making sure that we have full situational awareness on how to help the state achieve what needs to be done when it comes to the firefighting, but also the taking care of people part, the mass care issue. So we have set up disaster recovery centers where we're also asking people to call 1-800-621-FEMA or go to disasterassistance.gov to register. To this point, as of this morning, I think we've had over 12,000 people already registered into our assistance system, and we've handed out close to $3 million directly to those who have qualified for assistance. Obviously, the firefight is the main priority in taking care of people and making sure that we can get people transitioning out of shelters into longer-term homes. And then we're also working with Mark Villaducci in the state of California, who's done a tremendous job making sure that we help them understand how we're going to do debris removal and get the infrastructure back up so that we can start to help communities like Concow and Paradise strive for a new normal. So with that, I think it's time for us to turn it over to the incident commander, so who's fighting the fire.
Mr. President, if I could turn you to this the progression map of the fire. The blue was the very first day when we experienced the most significant damage. Obviously, it went almost 55,000 acres within the first 12 hours.
That's a quick update. President Trump visiting the campfire. I'm going to go through and read just a few of these places that have been evacuated. Naturally, not living in California, I don't really know a lot of these places, but some I do. The communities of the following areas have been ordered to evacuate as of 7 a.m. Saturday. Berry Creek, Bush Creek, Mountain House, Bloomer Hill, Paradise, of course. Paradise, California has been completely burned up. Magala, Conco, Butte Creek Canyon, Butte Valley, the Powelton Zone, the Lovelock Zone, the Sterling Zone, the Sterling City. And there's about, oh my goodness, there's about 30 other places here that have been evacuated. And they have a whole series of shelters set up for people to go to. One is the Bidwell Junior High School, the Yuba Suter Fairgrounds. So they got fairgrounds, churches, and high schools set up at these shelters. And they also have large animal shelters and small animal shelters. So very bizarre, amazing thing that's going on in California. According to President Trump, and he's really got some good points here, but I think it's a little more complicated than he's let on. He says here, there's no reason for these massive, deadly, and costly forest fires in California except that the forest management is so poor. Well, from what I understand, if they would clear out the dead wood, which would be a huge, I mean, that's a lot of people doing a lot of work, they would clear out the underbrush, the dead trees, it would help a tremendous amount, but that's going to be expensive. There's going to be willing to pay for it. Because what used to happen is they would have fires that would burn all that area out, but then we have so much overpopulation, so many houses, that now the smaller fires that would get rid of the fuel, we can't allow them to burn anymore because of the overpopulation. So I think maybe Trump has oversimplified it a bit, but here's our next clip.
Hey, guess what? We're not going to catch on fire, okay? We're going to stay away from it, and we'll be just fine.
In the middle of a fiery inferno,
baby, it'll be all right.
A father bravely keeps his cool, driving out of Paradise, California into hell on earth.
We're going to get out, okay? We're going to leave.
But we're going to get fired.
No, we're going to get out of here.
Sirens blare as the family makes it past the raging flames.
Look, we're past it. We're out of it, okay?
This family, one of thousands, fleeing the most destructive wildfire in California history.
There's definitely burning on all sides of us.
Trying to get out of Paradise. This is bad.
Come on, people, go.
At 30% contained, the campfire has already destroyed more than 6,000 structures, burning 100,000 plus acres. The historic blaze, now the deadliest wildfire in state history, with at least 42 killed so far. More than 200 people remain missing. Today, firefighters searching what's left of Paradise. Nurse Nicole Jolly tells Will Carr she's one of those Paradise residents who lost almost everything.
I called my husband and I just said, I don't think I'm going to make it out of this. It's coming in too fast.
Putting her patients first when the fire started.
So we put tape on the doors when we knew that that room was evacuated. We shut the door so nobody went in there. We got the whole hospital out.
Jolly beginning her own escape from the inferno.
I knew I was going to die if I stayed in my car. I couldn't breathe. The air was so hot. It was burning my lungs. You couldn't see anything. The back of my pants were on fire, and two firemen picked me up, extinguished my pants, put me into their fire engine, and put a fire blanket over me.
What was the first thing that you said to your husband?
I'm alive. I'm here. And I love you.
Brad Weldon's home miraculously surviving. He stayed through the fire with his 90-year-old blind mother.
Do you think people understand how widespread this damage is?
I doubt it. I doubt it. It's gone. It's everybody I know lost everything. It's real sad.
The campfire, just one of 16 active fires currently blazing across the Golden State. The inferno's killing more than 40 people, forcing more than 250,000 to evacuate, and turning some California communities into an ashy moonscape. Even today, firefighters near Los Angeles have a new challenge on their hands, a brush fire in Simi Valley near my colleague Gio Benitez.
We're on Highway 118 here in the Simi Valley, and just look at all of the smoke here. Authorities are trying to put this fire out right now. You can see that helicopter.
The flare-up forcing officials to shut down part of that freeway. Firefighters are still battling the Woolsey fire nearby.
I've never seen a fire move like
that. Well, let me comment a little bit more on the campfire. This is an incident overview, and this comes from NC Web. What I read earlier was from Wildfire Today and my own notes on these fires. November 18th in Chico, California, firefighters continue structure preparation and defense in areas threatened by the campfire. Well, one of the big problems they have are these gusty winds and low humidity. Firefighters remain throughout the fire area, extinguishing hot spots, mitigating hazard trees, and clearing the area of hazards. The Plumas National Forest is part of what is burning right now, and there's a closure order now in place for this Plumas National Forest. The size of the campfire, the so-called campfire, is 149,500 acres. We have 60% containment. The cause is still under investigation. 9,700 single residences destroyed. 297 multiple residences destroyed. 191 commercial structures destroyed. Air quality. With yesterday's continued low fire emission levels, we continue to see improvements in this morning's smoke levels regionally, and increased winds from last night's wind event created higher mixing heights for better smoke dispersions in the fire vicinity. So they've had a little bit of a break in these really bad smoky areas. The campfire now has burned for only 10 days. It started on November 8th, and it was fueled by intense north winds, a dry air mass, and critically dry fuels. So I think the campfire is probably the most dangerous fire that's burning right now. Listen to a few of these shelters that are full now, the Yuba Sutter Fairground, the Butte County Fairgrounds, the Glen County Fairgrounds, the Nazarene Church in Oroville, and the neighborhood church on Notre Dame Boulevard, Chico, California. So, and they got a whole series of roads closed here. So still battling this campfire, 60% contained. Let's listen to our final clip here.
This disaster has turned into a humanitarian crisis. Many evacuees are homeless and living in shelters like the one we're at right now. Meantime, the president is expected to be in this area, joined by the governor and governor-elect. This morning, President Trump flying cross-country to see California's deadliest and most destructive fire firsthand, but not before another round of critical comments about forest mismanagement on Fox News.
You wouldn't have the fires.
What about the argument it's climate change, that it's drier, it's hotter, and that that's contributing to it?
Maybe it contributes a little bit. The big problem we have is management.
Trump's second visit to the state during his presidency comes in the wake of staggering new numbers released from the deadly campfire, which continues to burn in Northern California. At least 71 people dead, more than 1,000 others unaccounted for. Some evacuees lost connection with loved ones, including 87-year-old Edith Jensen, who found her name listed in the paper.
I called the sheriff's office, his number's there, and told him I wasn't missing.
And now another threat, unhealthy air. The smoke can be seen in San Francisco, Oregon, even space. The air is so bad in Sacramento that one day of breathing it in is roughly equivalent to smoking 14 cigarettes. With their piece of paradise gone,
These tent cities and evacuation centers offer some comfort. That's if they can get in. Several aren't accepting any more evacuees. Meantime, norovirus hit this shelter in Chico. The 52,000 people forced out by the flames in Butte County are now left with haunting memories, like Helen Thomas, who threw her wheelchair down the stairs to speed up her...
In any case, I'm going to just end this very short update on the California fires. The 2018 wildfire season has been the most destructive on record. There really isn't even a season anymore. These fires go year-round. We've seen 7,500 fires in 2018, which have burned 1.6 million acres. The trend over the last 15 years or so is that every year these fires burn more and more acreage. Now we're up to 1.6 million acres just in California. If you went back 15 years ago or so to 2005, we were burning about 200,000 acres. The Mendocino Complex fire has burned 459,000 acres this year. The Carr fire, 229,000. The so-called campfire that we've been mostly talking about today in Northern California has burned about 140,000, I think, the latest acreage. It started in November 8th, I believe, around 6:30 in the morning in Butte County. There are 11,800 structures that have been destroyed, about 9,000 single-family houses, a little over 100 apartment buildings destroyed in Woolsey. That's a fire in Southern California. Not long ago, we had 200,000 people evacuated. You have been listening to Ohio Exopolitics. This is another quick update on the fires. Have a great day.